download the book.
But it also depends on how big of a memory you have.
Well,
so if you're only having a 24 megabyte, you may be only carrying 100 books.
But all your sales are backed up in the cloud. So you can re-download one of those books at any point in time. This is the way iTunes works. If you lose stuff, it's in your account in the cloud. You can lose your iPod and get all of your songs back.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is sign in and say, download my stuff again. And it's like, here's your stuff. It is, we have technology that can solve a lot of our problems. And people are going out and buying books. I don't get it. By the way, does Amazon have private label oats? And and are they being sued for having glyphosate in their oats? These are things I want to know. 617-627-3800 is the telephone number. The Big Picture is the name of the show. On the Tell Mikey D comes up at 9 o'clock tonight. And what else have we got going on? Oh, yeah. It's that time of the show where we do this.
Yeah. And it's finally nice out, so we can have good things to say.
There's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
I don't know if nice is the word I'm using to describe this weather.
Since my man,
it's a little chilly.
It's nice.
It's a little chilly. It's a little... We used to call it nipply when I was young. There's a little nipply out there. Can imagine why we can imagine why we would call it nipply. Anyway, tonight this is Lisa's definition of nice. Temperatures in the mid 40s. That's nice. Nice.
Nice.
Suppose you want to go hang out on the Riverwalk again. Freeze our butts off like we did last Wednesday night. Tomorrow, kids, partly sunny skies, 20% chance of rain. Look for some showers around any time of day. High in the low 60s. Temperatures fall back to about 50 tomorrow night. Friday, sunny, warm, 70. Temperature in the mid-50s Friday night. Saturday, we're going to start out sunny, and then the clouds are going to move in. Showers late in the day. But before that, we will get into the mid-70s. Temperatures fall back to about 50 Saturday night. And then on Sunday, yeah, not the winner of the weekend. High in the mid-60s, showers in the morning, and a low in the lower 50s Sunday night. So,
did you hear the rumor?
Going out early in the day on Saturday.
Next week, possible 83.
Ugh.
It's coming.
Yeah.
And you can continue to tell me how the only people that like warm weather are
Italians
and tomatoes.
They love the warm weather. No one else does. When we come back, did you hear all of the other stories making news this week right here on WMFO Medford?
If you're an economy-minded cook, your knife can be one of your best friends. By learning to use your knife wisely, you can get more value for your food dollar. You can buy a pork rib roast, for example, and cut the meat away from the bone. Then you'll have an elegant boneless pork roast, and there'll still be plenty of meat on the bones to barbecue like spare ribs. This is Sarah Beck, Consumer Meat Specialist for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story. One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
I'm not afraid to
Welcome back to The Big Picture on WMFO 91.5 Medford. He's Derek Gary, and I'm Lisa Nichols, here with you every Wednesday night from 7 to 9. And as always, we want you to be a part of the show, and the way that you do that, you can give us a call at 617-627-3800.
Before we get into Did You Hear, can you look out the window here? It is 8:05.
And
it's still daylight.
Mm-hmm. I was walking to my softball game down the Charles last night, like 8:20, 8:30, sun setting.
Is this El Nino? Is that what's causing this? Because it shouldn't be light this late.
No.
It's going to be like
this early.
The sun's going to be going.
I mean, this late, but this early in time.
Yeah, the sun's going to be going down like 10 o'clock in June.
By June. Because it's June 23rd.
We still got a little over a month before we get to the summer solstice.
Love
I think
it.
That's that one.
Yeah.
You and the tomatoes.
Well, of course, it's time for Did You Hear, the segment of the show where Derek and I inform each other and quiz each other by giving one or two word answers on this week's news. So, you know, the little bit smaller things, not as big. I'm going to start with a fun one. Penis.
That would be the gentleman over at Mass General Hospital who was the recipient of the first successful penis transplant in the United States. I believe only the second successful penis transplant in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Asked what his plans were after the surgery, the man replied, "I'm going to masturbate."
Did he really say that?
No, I made that.
Well, I mean, he's 64. His penis was removed in 2012 from penile cancer. And, you know, everything seems to have gone well. His body has taken it. It was a 15-hour procedure. It was done over 2 days, involved 50 people. So, yeah. They're hoping that the procedure, you know, could soon help severely wounded soldiers and, of course, sex changes.
No, it's good. It's good. I just
penis transplant.
Proud, happy for the. If it was somebody younger, I think it would make. Am I being ageist here? If it was somebody younger, it would make more sense to me.
No, I had the same idea. It was like you know? Being wasted.
I'm like
on a.
And no, no, no. I'm not gonna. No, I wouldn't say it's being wasted.
No, but I would assume that the first one would be like a younger
right.
man, just so it's studied. And I mean, 64, you don't know. And I'm not going to knock anybody for having cancer and having it removed.
No.
And having not being able to urinate out of it, but I understand what you're saying.
But it's like,
and it's not being ageist, it's being realistic.
Like, you're 64, how much sex you got planned, guy? You know, it's not.
Because especially this is going to be a, like a case study.
It's not going to work that. It's not going to work that well anyway. Yeah, you're 64. It happens to
unless it was like a penis of a 18-year-old.
No, I don't think that makes any difference. It's other stuff that's going on in your body that affects your hormone levels go down.
Sure, it looks good.
Yeah,
though.
But if it was like a 24-year-old, you know, Iraq war vet, I'd be like, awesome, great for that guy, you know? But I'm happy for this guy. I mean, I'm not bad. Look, we're banging on the guy because it's funny, you know? And it's a, I got to admit, this guy is about as open about it as you could possibly be because every news outlet in the city, and I think around the country, had the picture of him lying in his hospital bed flashing the thumbs up with the big grin on his face.
That is true.
That's a happy man, and we're happy for him. So, okay, Copperhead.
I have no idea.
Wow, I'm surprised you missed this one. North Carolina, a customer at a Lowe's was bitten by a copperhead snake in the garden department.
I heard that. Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't read the story, but oh, Jesus.
The copperhead bite is not normally fatal. To people, unless you are very young, very old, or have a suppressed immune system. But it is extremely painful. And Lowe's is reminding people to be careful in the garden department.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
The
That's pretty much what there's a be careful in the garden department. There might be pit vipers in amongst the perennials.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He was looking at some trees when the snake bit him.
All right. Hashtag bring our girls back.
Would this be the one girl that they have managed to rescue from Boko Haram after, I believe, 2 years?
2 years.
Of efforts on the part of the Nigerian government. Let it not be said that the Nigerian government gives up or fails to achieve a result.
Now, weren't you the one to say that Boko Haram was the bears of, or the browns of the...
No, that was Al-Shabaab.
Right.
Yeah.
Get them all confused.
Who put the Bob in the Al-Shabaab?
Yeah, so, I mean, it, you know, back 2 years ago, April 14, 2000...
Boko Haram is a bunch of crazy people running around in the in the jungle shooting at everybody.
276 girls were kidnapped. This was from the secondary school. So one, 2 years later, was found. She was identified from the vice principal of the school. She was found with a baby. So I don't know... Is her baby what?
They think it's her baby.
So,
but now there have been other stories that have come out in the last couple of weeks about other girls who have escaped from Boko Haram and been rejected by their families and been rejected by their villages because they come from a Christian. They're Christians
and they're tainted.
So. It's not like this is the first girl that's been found. They have found others, and I get the feeling that maybe they're trying to combat a little bit of bad press about the thing that's going on with the other girls.
I see that.
How you can misplace 276 Christian teenage girls and about 300 fighters in a mobile army is beyond
me.
I understand it's jungle. I understand it's dense. Go get some helicopters with some infrared and find these people and kill Boko Haram. That's what Putin would do. Putin would say, you know what? If we lose a third of the hostages, so be it. Take them out. Take them out. Kill every last one of them so this doesn't happen again. Okay, so let's see if you can do better than the copperhead nurse shark.
I just read a story on sharks. Something about a bite, and a woman was just bit, or something about the arm. I got that.
a woman in Boca Raton, Florida, was taken to the hospital with a dead nurse shark still attached to her arm.
But they were able to reattach the arm, right?
No. Her arm was fine. The dead shark was still attached to her arm. So they had to take her to the hospital to get the shark off. In a follow-up photo posted by one of her friends, she had a big smile on her face. So
does she get to take that home? And
she had in the photo, she has the dead shark in a bag.
Oh.
Now, authorities in Florida say it's actually very rare for a nurse shark to bite someone, but that when they bite, they do clamp on and you can't get them off. So that's normal.
I don't understand when people say, such and such shark does not bite.
They leave people alone.
I'm good with the swimming with the sharks.
Here's the thing.
Nope.
According to the wildlife officials down in Florida, the sharks leave people alone unless you antagonize them.
Yeah.
And this is unverified.
Unfortunately, walking through the water is called antagonizing.
No. Even if you're doing that, they'll take off.
And what do you think she was doing? Trying to pet it?
According to one witness, this is unverified, she and her friends were taunting the shark. They were pulling its tail while it was swimming around, and the shark finally got fed up and bit her.
Susie, look what I can do.
Yeah.
Look what I'm doing.
So yeah.
I'm going to catch a shark.
She
was
made,
she from Florida, or was she a visitor?
We don't know much about her. We believe they're from Florida. So don't taunt the shark. Please don't taunt the shark. They don't like that.
Weed.
The marijuana variety?
Yes.
Would this be what the gentleman who killed the state trooper was under the influence of? Weed. I can't think of any other weed stories.
Big story came out today. Or yesterday.
Yesterday. Weed. Marijuana. Mary Jane.
The reefer.
Cannabis.
Is that helping?
No. I don't recall seeing anything about weed yesterday.
Colorado pot smokers are helping send 25 students to college. So this is the first group of scholarships that in the United States are funded on the taxes from marijuana.
Oh, okay.
So this is a new thing. The awards were offered by Pueblo County in Southern Colorado. They're this latest influx of all this tax money, and a lot of it's going to build schools and aid the homeless. So, smoking more weed, kids. Benefits infrastructure and schools and the poor. Keep it up.
Mind is a terrible thing to waste, man. Whoa.
But it helps the mind. All right.
You may notice a theme going with these. Bison.
Well, we know that bison was named officially the mammal of the United States.
Yes. This is a rather particular bison that's been in the headlines quite a bit for the last 2 days.
You know what's so strange? I was just watching National Geographic last night and watching wolves attack bison. And I pulled up that, did you know, bison, and I know a story, but yeah.
So there was a father and son from Canada at Yellowstone National Park noticed a young bison on the side of the road that looked, as they described it, cold and frightened. So they picked it up, put it in the back of their SUV.
No.
Took it to the ranger station. The rangers subsequently said, why is there a bison in the back of your SUV? And gave the father a ticket for interfering with the wildlife. Subsequently, it turned out that the bison was sick and the rangers euthanized it after several unsuccessful attempts to get it to rejoin a herd.
Aww.
So... really, the father and son...
So this kid was a bison whisperer, that's what you're telling me.
The father and son should have just taken the bison home, because if you leave it with the rangers, they're going to kill it. Everybody's furious at the rangers now. And they're basically saying, look, our job is not to save the bison. Our job is to preserve nature as it is. We don't ship them off to zoos. We don't ship them off to wildlife habitats. If the bison ain't going to make it, we take it out in the back of the barn and put two in the hat. So, the moral of this story is, don't bring bison around the ranger station, because the rangers are going to kill them.
They will not make it out, yeah.
Yeah, that's it for the bison. Cute bison, too. There's a picture of the thing in the back of the SUV.
Oh, my God, that's...
adorable.
All I'm picturing is Tommy Boy, when they put the deer that they think is dead in the convertible, and it wakes up and starts moving around.
No, this thing's about the size of one of those little ponies that people are getting now as pets. So it's about, 2.5 feet high.
So it's adorable.
Yeah, it's adorable, and it's dead because people brought it to the ranger station.
Folks, do not buy your children.
Don't touch the bison.
Don't do it. All right, texting and driving.
Is bad for you.
Yes.
Texting and driving. Oh, God. Wow, everything I read this week, and you're pulling out this one.
No, snakes getting bitten in Lowe's.
What? That
I get it, but this is a big story that came out.
That was on every front page in the last 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Texting and driving was being blamed for an accident involving the driver of the Amtrak train that derailed in Philadelphia.
No, he actually wasn't he tired and he fell asleep? But what I'm, the big story that came out, the study in Massachusetts, the number of motorists that were ticketed from texting while driving has steadily increased since the state passed legislation banning it 6 years ago.
Of course it has.
So men and people under the age of 40, most common violators, here's the difference in numbers. So 1,153 tickets in 2011, 6,131 just last year alone.
Yeah. 300 of those tickets were written to Shea Spillane, by the way. Actually, they weren't, because she moved to Los Angeles.
No, but you're driving down the street, whether you're going 80 miles an hour or just in standstill traffic under the tunnel, just look around and see how many people are texting. It's insane to me. What are you doing?
I almost got run off.
I see people Tindering.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I got run off the road on my way over here tonight by some guy over in Malden who was doing 60 miles an hour right down the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled over in back of a parked car so that he'd hit that before he'd hit me. And three other people got run off the road in back of me. And I'm like, what the heck is this guy doing? because he comes around the corner and he's in the middle of the street, like completely oblivious to what everybody else is doing. I assume he was texting.
It just took him a long time to change lanes.
Yeah. Whole Foods.
This is about the baker that with the cake. The story is back in the news.
It is.
So it was decided that what happened, a gentleman had come up and said, what was it? Something F word. Discriminatory on his sexual preference. And the baker and Whole Foods stood by their claim and saying they didn't do it. It was determined that they didn't do it. The guy modified it.
Jordan Brown, who was the pastor of the non-denominational Church of Open Doors in Austin, Texas, and also openly gay. I think I mentioned that point. Purchased a cake at Whole Foods that had Love Wins written on it.
That's what it said.
Mr. Brown subsequently got a tube of icing and added the word fag to the cake. And then posted it on social media and made a ruckus with Whole Foods. Whole Foods countersued him for $100,000. And this week, as I predicted when the story broke, Mr. Brown admitted that the whole thing was in fact a lie. Whole Foods, to their credit, and I hate to say to their credit, I actually think they should have kept it up, has dropped their $100,000 countersuit. Mr. Brown was being sued for about $27,000 in unpaid student loans around the time he concocted his cake scheme.
Hmm.
Not saying that these two things are related, but it's sort of a Dickensian coincidence. So, no, people are not...
That crystal ball of yours, Derek, is still working.
People are not writing anti-gay slurs on cakes at Whole Foods.
All right. I'm going to give you a couple names. Diane Sykes, John Willett, William Pryor.
Don Willett is actually the giveaway. Those are three of the 11 people that Donald Trump has said would be on his short list of Supreme Court nominees.
Yes. Solid lineup.
Yeah, it is actually.
Surprisingly.
And I believe it's Donald Willett that runs an anti-Trump group. Has actually posted, or he doesn't run an anti-Trump group, but has spoken out against Trump being elected president.
No, Trump has previously named Pryor and Sykes as examples of the kind of justice he would want as a Supreme.
Let's see. You should know this one, but I will accept if it's somehow eluded you, although I'll be stunned if it has. Bruges, Belgium.
That's beer.
Yes, it is beer. You're partway there.
You say a beer name, I'm like, yes.
Well, it's not a beer, it's a town.
Well, where they make a...
But the story is about beer.
I don't know.
Under the streets of Bruges, they're going to build a 2-mile pipeline to move beer from their brewery to their bottling facility, which has been relocated outside of town.
That's awesome.
And the reason they're doing this is because they're making so much of the stuff that they needed a bigger bottling facility. The problem is, it's a medieval town, and you can't get the big trucks in to the tanker trucks in to move the beer from the brewery out to the bottling plant. So they're constructing...
So we're just going to build...
They're constructing a 2-mile beer pipeline under the city. Everybody has offered to let them put it under their house if they can tap in. And the beer people have said, no, you can't tap in.
That is amazing.
But interestingly, they've also started a crowdfunding campaign because it's going to cost them $4.5 million to build this. And Philippe Leloup, who runs a restaurant called the Pool Moule, has donated $11,000 and will get free beer for life. So
that's all I had to do?
It's kind of an interesting...
$1,000?
This will be the world's first beer pipeline.
Screw the Keystone Pipeline. Let's put a beer pipeline here.
Trust me, nobody in Massachusetts is going to protest the beer pipeline.
All right, here's the last one for you. Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett, I've been reading this one of two ways, whether it is a reveal or whether it is a new investment has taken a stake in Apple Computer and owns something somewhere in the order of 8% of Apple's shares.
So $1
billion. Yeah, $1 billion worth of Apple Computer belongs to Warren Buffett. And Wall Street is taking this as a signal that Apple may have bottomed out because Buffett's a smart guy.
Of course.
We'll see. I am less optimistic. But Buffett's a smart guy. Tough to argue with. 617-627-3800 is the telephone number. When we come back, how not to solve America's fears about who's in the bathroom right here on WMFO Medford.
Trash. Don't put mercury in the trash.
Fluorescent lamps,
thermometers,
thermostats, button batteries.
These could all contain mercury, so let's dispose of them properly. Don't put mercury in the trash. Don't put mercury in the trash. Know your products with mercury, so you can dispose of them properly.
Mercury is harmful to your health and the environment. To learn what products in your home may contain mercury and where to dispose of them, contact your local health department or visit keepmercuryfromrising.org. Brought to you by Wheelabrator Technologies and Covanta Energy, the people who convert your trash into clean, renewable electricity. Know your products with mercury, so you can dispose of them properly. KeepMercuryFromRising.org.
I'm going to the hardware store.
Oh, will you pick up 800 lumen bulbs?
800 more flowers? The neighbors will think we're wacky.
Not flower bulbs, light bulbs.
Come on, Dad. Lumens tell you how bright the bulb is. We can replace our 60-watt bulbs with energy-saving bulbs that give off about 800 lumens.
So, we'll save money.
Right.
Got it. 800 lumens and more savings.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov.
My bathroom is a private kind of place. Very special kind of place. The only place where I can stay, making faces at my face.
WMFO 91.5 Medford, this is The Big Picture. He's Derek Gary, and I am Lisa Nichols, as always here with you on Wednesday night, 7 to 9. Now, in Washington fashion, and we see a lot from the Obama administration. On Friday, Obama issued what he called significant guidance to all public schools, saying that they must allow transgender students to use whatever bathrooms or locker rooms that matches what gender they identify to. Now, everything from sports teams, Greek life, anything under the public education realm. But what Washington says is, if you don't meet these standards, we're not going to give you any money. Is that what our president in Washington was meant to do? I'm going to ask you that question, Derek.
No.
No.
I don't recall there being anything in the Constitution that says the president shall decide who gets to use which bathroom.
No.
And quite frankly, there are better uses of the office than that.
Adhere to this. Sorry, no funding.
Yeah. Well, that somebody's going to have to sue.
Debatable.
Somebody's going to have to sue to prove that. And I would imagine that if you took this to the courts would probably throw out Obama's executive action and say, you don't have the right to do that. Because you don't decide, same thing that happened with healthcare, by the way, you don't decide who gets federal funding. Congress decides who gets federal funding. And you cannot tell Congress who is and isn't going to get the monies.
Mm-hmm.
That's not your job, Mr. President. So it was a bad decision for that reason. It was a bad decision for a whole different reason, which is everybody who is opposed to this is now up in arms. And what might have been a constructive, productive national debate in which cooler heads and reasonable thought won out has now been etched into the culture wars. The lines have been drawn, and we're not going to take Obama's filthy five nickels or whatever the heck it is. Texas's lieutenant governor is saying here, what did he say? We will not be blackmailed by the president's 30 pieces of silver. Republican lieutenant governor Dan Patrick of Texas.
Yeah, Ted
said.
Cruz was also very vocal, still up on his soapbox, talking about this and saying, shame on Obama for allowing men to look at the little girls in the bathroom. And I still maintain this. Whether you agree with it or not, please, incredibly conservative right-wingers that I cannot identify with because it's so right, do not use that in, say, what the gender, transgender bathroom rules are about, are pedophiles going in little girls' bathrooms. Don't paint that picture. Because if we can lay out one fact is that there has never been any incident on record about that.
No. All the bathrooms are full of pedophiles.
Let's just leave that one alone. But what is happening here?
Why hide in the bushes when you can hide in the ladies' room?
For decades, this has already happened. somebody that maybe is in transition from a woman to a man has been using the men's bathroom. It's only till now that we need to put it in the hands of government. We put it in the hands of media to run with it, and it now becomes this crazy debate.
Yeah.
Because everybody on the left thinks that you're, this is all about civil rights and you're a bigot. But then everybody on the right is thinking it's based off of pedophilia, and why are we changing because a such a small percentage of our population, where nobody is actually talking about the middle.
The reality is that nobody on the right has a convincing argument against. Nobody has a convincing argument against. So they have to come up with this boogeyman. This boogeyman of the pedophile in a dress hanging around the women's room so that he can rape little girls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Not happening, kids. Go find some evidence that this has happened somewhere. It hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I've looked. I can't find any. Maybe you're better at doing the research than I am. There's no evidence that pedophiles are doing this. Pedophiles still prefer the bushes and the park and the schoolyard to the Target bathroom.
But this is just the sub-story of what is actually going on here. What we need to focus on is that you have a president that has not listened to any of the smaller courts or anything that's going on, has made it his decision.
Exactly.
To make this ruling, the land, you know, the law of the land.
And this is hubris.
And everybody must conform to it.
And this is arrogance. And this is, well, I'm the president, I must be able to do something about it, so you're going to do what I say.
Because I've been briefed for a dozen meetings on this.
And here's the problem. The outcome of this was predictable as soon as the executive order was reported upon. Immediately, everybody who is against dug into a trench.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't dug into a trench before the executive order came out. Maybe Texas is going to be a little crazy because it's Texas. They got a lot of people down there, low information. North Carolina was, they had a bill pending to undo the law that they had passed.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Obama's involved in it, partisan lines get drawn. Everybody who's against him getting anything done is against this. Everybody who's tired of the government telling everybody what to do. Everybody who is upset about government intrusions in privacy, which is at play here. Maybe you remember the NSA story and how they've been snooping on us. Now the government's telling people where they can go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
This may be a signature achievement in stupidity by the President of the United States of America. By the way, earlier tonight, praised the Obama administration for what they did.
In big picture fashion, we bring it back full circle.
Yeah,
But I mean, this is as expected. And honestly, Derek, I am not surprised that he did do this. He has threatened with using executive action on many different topics, this being one. And when on Friday, we heard that it actually was going out, and you paint it as this significant guidance, these helpful things that every state should follow. No, what you're saying is everybody needs to do this. There are going to be consequences if you don't. This is a subject that needs to be taken up state by state.
Yes.
It's the same thing as we've talked about on this show, that I believe that everybody should be able to get married. Whether it's a woman and woman, man and woman, man and man. But once DOMA was passed, I understood what was going to happen state to state to state. This is a decision. And as much as I want it passed completely across the board in every single state, this is something that needs to be left up to the states. This is what our government was created on.
The way
where we have a centralized federal government, but no intrusion.
The way that you do it, the way that you make it work, is you stay out of it. Let a majority of states come to a decision. Let those handful of states that are filled with boobs be an outlier. And then you pass federal legislation that says, listen, you four or five states, get in line with everybody else, mm-hmm. or we're cutting your funding. Because at that point, you have a majority of the people of the United States of America on your side. Obama stumbles into this one, says, nope, tell them we're going to cut off their funding if they don't let the boys pee in the girls' room and the girls pee in the boys' room because they're feeling like a different gender today.
Well, this
the parents freak out and the conservatives freak out. And you know what the corollary of all this is? Everybody's angry at the transgender people. Nobody won because of this. If you think you got a victory out of this, if you're transgender or you know someone who's transgender and you think you got a victory out of this, just look at how high the hate got ratcheted up after this decision on Friday. It went from 3 to 11.
Shameful.
Yeah. Because people are angry. Because they don't want the government telling them how they can live their lives, who has access to them, how they are going to feel about things. Mm-hmm. You cannot mandate or legislate tolerance. It does not work, period. And this is why this is a signature achievement in stupidity by President Obama. All of the backlash you could see coming. Mm-hmm. As soon as I saw that story Friday morning, I said,
here we go. How convenient that it was released on a Friday.
Well, that's where news goes to die. That's where you bury the things that you don't want people talking about. You could have put this one out at 2 a.m. on a Saturday night, and it wouldn't have been buried. Because this was...
Well, there's so many topics that are involved in this, and how many people come out. And we talk about the conservatives and the liberals on each side. But when we're talking about transgender, you always have the people that are like, no, they just need, you know, psychology and therapy. Then on the other side, it's like how you're born. There's so many opinions that are involved with this. Knowing when it's such a tough subject, how do you then make an executive action over it? Understanding what the implications of doing so would be. I would love to know that rationale or that logical thinking that went through this. Well, or the people even around him that said, yeah, absolutely, good, just roll with it, it's good. Everybody's going to bow down to what you say because you're the president, but not saying, this was never your position. You were never meant to do that.
His rationale is, I'm taking a stand against discrimination. That's great, except that you cannot tell the American people how to feel. Mm-hmm. You cannot tell the American people, especially when you got a bunch of people running around thinking that there's a bunch of perverts dressed as women waiting to molest them.
And this has been going on so long. They had, earlier today, I was listening to the governor of, or is a mayor of Lexington, Kentucky. And in one of his school systems, there was a child transitioning or identified as a girl, was born male. There was a protocol of how they dealt with it, you know, contacted the families first and then the school. But they've been dealing with it for the past 4 years. Everything's fine. You can't tell me that's the only case in the United States.
Not good enough.
No, this has been happening all over the country.
Yeah.
And nobody makes a stink about it. Why? Because everybody accepts it.
Not good enough.
But now when we bring it in to the public limelight, we let media get a hold of it, and each side attacking each other. We talk about bringing sides together. This is bringing more of a separation.
I can't
and even, especially with religion.
You can't necessarily blame the media for this one, because all they're doing is reporting what's being said. And what's being said could have been seen coming from a million miles away.
I say media, how they report it, in the sense of bringing the most right conservative wing up against the left. And it just brings that battle.
When you've got the lieutenant governor of Texas, who is the highest serving member of the Texas government right now, issuing a statement, when you've got Mississippi's governor Phil Bryant coming out and calling it the most outrageous example of the Obama administration forcing its liberal agenda on states that roundly reject it. I mean, we're talking about governors and senators coming out. They're going to make headlines no matter what they say. And the media is going to report that because it's there. This is stirring the hornet's nest for no perfectly good reason. You could see this outcome coming. Now, if some thought had been put into this, what the Obama administration would have done has come out and said, we are mandating gender-neutral bathrooms in every public school in the United States. You must have at least one designated gender-neutral bathroom in every school.
Which is...
Are people going to freak out about
that? Which is a very simple compromise of saying one. And I understand, and many critics would say...
That's what a lot of schools are doing already.
You can't force a school that basically doesn't even have any money for basic materials of papers and pencils. But that is not so far-fetched. If we require one, is it? Most schools do already have that. That is why this has not been a big deal.
No,
they just made it a big deal.
Well, because, and I said earlier, I'd explain to you why Obama was doing this. Interesting that this comes right on the heels of the appeals court decision about Obamacare that basically said the provision that requires the government to fund Obamacare subsidies is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Because the president of the United States can't authorize that. The legislation can't authorize that. Only the Congress of the United States can authorize that. So unless Congress sits down and says, here are your Obamacare monies, there are no monies.
Mm-hmm.
And the current Congress is going to vote to block those monies from being spent.
That is very clear.
So President Obama, and I am sure some people in the White House have looked at this decision and they're going to appeal and all the rest of that. President Obama is looking at his quote-unquote signature achievement being undone. And there is a very good chance that Obamacare is dead. They don't want to talk about that. They let that story come and go because it's still going through the courts. But the reality is, mm-hmm. on constitutional grounds, Obamacare may be illegal and may be dead. Well, what else can we do? We need a signature achievement. Hey, the transgender people can go anywhere. This smacks of the worst kind of lame duck presidential legacy desperation imaginable.
It's pathetic, and it lacks so much credibility.
It was a bad decision with obvious bad outcomes. What was proposed is preposterous when there were other ways that you could have gone with this. You didn't have to have it take effect immediately. You didn't have to have it be let the transgender people go into whatever bathroom they want. Parents all over the country are outraged
mm-hmm.
because they don't like the idea of someone of the opposite gender being in the bathroom with their kids.
And not that it was kept a secret before, but it wasn't something that they thought about.
So, by the way, here comes another lawsuit against something done by the Obama administration. I would love to know. I would love someone to calculate the amount of money that has been spent defending his executive orders and Obamacare at the expense of the taxpayers. Because we're paying for this. It doesn't just make people angry. It doesn't just waste time. This costs money. 617-627-3800. Obama's signature achievement in stupidity. Kind of like that. When we come back, our favorite things from the past week and the strangest stories of the past week right here on WMFO Medford.
No, I mean, you're 100%
Sweet sounds. take you to a restaurant that's got glass tables. You can watch yourself while you are eating.
Okay, gang. So, chances are there'll never be an emergency ever, ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So, who's going to do what? Anyone?
Yeah,
okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So, who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So, we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone. Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford, this is The Big Picture, and this is what's hot, our favorite thing from this week's news. Now, I always, Derek, especially to you and our listeners, I give you up to date on the most, you know, greatest restaurants coming out, greatest booze. You and I both, oyster lovers.
Oh, yeah.
Now, either,
bring them on.
Either Boston, every single springtime, what they do is they do Dollar Oyster Guide. So you can go to bostoneater.com, and it's right at the top. It will tell you not only just in the city of Boston, but Metro Boston, North, South, all of the places and times that offer different dollar oysters. Actually, some of them cheaper than a buck.
Buck and oyster?
And it's nice, too, because a lot of places in the city do that kind of like weird happy hour, because we can't do happy hour alcohol, that 3 to 5 or 3 to 6. Many of these places now offering them on Sunday morning, Sunday nights, late night. So definitely check it out.
Nice.
If you like that.
So for $6, you can be on the toilet for the rest of the day. There is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Especially if you get some tasty, tasty oysters out of the deal.
Mm.
I'm just saying.
What does it do to you?
You've had a bad oyster. You know what the bad oyster does to you.
Yeah, I spit it out. Before I can smell a bad oyster. I work with oysters every day. I shuck oysters. Like I can.
But we've all had like the bad oyster, the bad piece of shrimp that you're in the bathroom for the next 2 days.
No,
dealing.
I've
with
been
the,
lucky enough not to.
Well,
you.
No, I mean for the.
You have to understand where I work. We quarantine all of our shellfish for 24 hours, just even before it goes to production. So
yeah, no, but I'm saying I generally eat at reputable places, so I don't have trouble with oysters. But, you know, if I'm looking at the dollar oyster menu, I'm going to double check and be like, where is it? No, I'm not going to like Eddie's Diner and getting the dollar oysters.
Yeah, there are some questionable places, but there's some really nice places.
All right. So dollar oysters, where can we find out about this?
Eaterboston.com.
Eaterboston.com. Looking for something to do with the kids this weekend or looking to leave the kids at home and have fun by yourself. Brick Fair New England is back. I've been going to this for the last couple of years. This is the big Lego show in the area where you can go in and you can see tons and tons of things built by local Lego enthusiasts. There are all sorts of Lego sets and accessories available to buy, games and fun and all kinds of stuff going on. This is the same show that has been taking place in Manchester, New Hampshire. This year, it moves to the Royal Plaza Trade Center in Marlborough, Massachusetts.
Now, is it like the store where you need a child?
No, anybody can go. You don't need
so
a kid.
So we'll be seeing Derek on Saturday there in all his glory.
I will be looking at Legos. Admission is $12, which isn't a bad price. It takes place from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. this Saturday and Sunday. It takes a couple of hours to see everything that's there, so get there early. You'll get a chance to see tons of amazing Lego creations. If you like Lego, this is the place you want to be. This Saturday and Sunday, Brick Fair New England. You can go to brickfair.com to get all the details. Brickfair.com. Maybe we'll see you out there.
And as we end the show every week, that's the thing that happened, the craziest story from this week's news. Politicians acting badly. A candidate running for Virginia's 8th congressional district shared a little too much information when he posted a screenshot of his web browser on his campaign's Facebook page. Mike Webb, a Republican, was trying to show Yahoo results, but the screenshot also captured browser tabs featuring pornography websites. In a second post that also included the now infamous screenshot, Webb explained that he was testing the pornography sites for viruses. Earlier in the month, Webb claimed a cyber attack kept him from filing his campaign finances on time. Yeah, right.
He's another one of these hardcore Christian candidates who's checking out the... It was an investigation.
Now, if there's a bright side to any of this, this single post helped bring his Facebook likes to 25% more in one day. So, Derek, do a screenshot, do something to get our Facebook likes up.
You know, I would vote for a politician who was honest about using pornography. It was just like, yeah, I look at porn all the time. Yeah, I look at my staffers inappropriately. Yeah, sometimes I make comments to them. Yeah, I'm having an affair. It's like, all right, no scandals here. Won't have to worry about you getting thrown out of office 6 months later. New Zealand. You don't get down there very often. A car in Tauranga rear-ended another car at a stoplight. When police arrived, they discovered that the car that failed to stop also failed to have a steering wheel and was being operated with a pair of vice grips clamped to the steering hub. Less than 24 hours later, police in Rotorua, New Zealand, noticed a car that they thought was abandoned cruising down a state highway. When they pulled it over, they discovered it had bald flat tires, no registration, and a woman driver steering it with a pair of vice grips. Twice in 24 hours, people are steering the cars with the vice grips in New Zealand.
Some mechanic's screwing somebody over there.
This has got to be a New Zealand thing.
Yeah.
You know? They probably have a name for it, you know? Oh, that's a rotary do. No steering wheel, just get out the rotary do. Mm-hmm. So you got vice grips on there, and I assume you're cranking them back and forth, trying to get the car to steer. Really not what the vice grips are meant for.
New Zealand. And I thought I was a bad driver.
Yeah.
Yes. Not.
One good thing about the vice grips, though, is you can't really text and drive while you're doing that. That is about all the time that we have for this week. On the Town with Mikey D is coming up next. Chris Earle will be back here next Wednesday night, 5 to 7, probably playing more Prince. I think it's time travel with Prince and Chris Earle.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be here next week, as we always are, from 7 to 9. Don't forget, you can find us on the internet, facebook.com/bigpicturewmfo. Facebook.com/bigpicturewmfo. Go over there. Lisa may post something again someday.
I do.
What? More. You haven't posted anything in weeks.
Like 2 days.
Okay, that's weeks in my world. It really is. That's weeks in my world.
Right.
So until next time, Lisa Nichols.
Lovely as always.
And I am Derek Gary. Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get it.